We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ticketmaster had the temerity to imply that debacle involved in pre-ticket sales was Taylor Swift's fault because she was failing to do too many concerts. And may I suggest respectfully that Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal, as Ticketmaster was taken to task and called a monopoly on the heels of the Taylor Swift ticket fiasco. Our business analyst, Professor Jerome Katz, joining us now from the Chaffetz School of Business. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you folks?
We're doing great. I can't believe in a way that we are discussing a Taylor Swift concert
as a
big issue of monopoly. But really, when we look at Ticketmaster, you know, what are we seeing here with this business model?
Well, the business model is clearly designed for a monopoly. And the fact that they're under a consent decree from the time they did the merger shows that the government was concerned and they were trying to make sure that they didn't flex their monopoly power. But the fact is that Ticketmaster spends all their time trying to figure out how to get around the consent decree, and the government is slow to respond and to do things. So Ticketmaster gets ahead and the poor performers get behind. But the real problem is that Ticketmaster didn't spend the money over the years to update their computer systems. And they're not alone. We have all parts of government and industry. Think about the Southwest fiasco when their computers went down. And a week later, the FAA's went down. And the IRS is constantly worrying about their computer system. We haven't spent the money to keep up our computer infrastructure in government and in big business like Ticketmaster.
So we have two separate issues there. Monopoly is a wholly standalone issue, whether they're a monopoly or not. But then not updating your systems, which the recent ground stop that we had at airports nationwide was another example of aging technology, if you will.
Absolutely.
So it seems like both Republicans and Democrats are on the same side of this particular hearing. What do you think happens going forward?
Well, I think that they're going to raise all sorts of additional issues for Ticketmaster and get the FTC to watch more carefully. I don't know that the government's in a great position to order Ticketmaster to improve their computers, but the fact is that if they can't handle the kind of crush going on, there's a better chance that the government might let other companies come into that space to offset Ticketmaster's technological shortcomings. That would be scary to them.
Well, this next story really cracks me up because people are very particular about the soda that they like to drink. A well-known burger chain has switched their soda brand. Who was it and what was the reaction?
It was Culver's, and Culver's is getting flooded with emails and postings on social media, people weighing in pro and con. The big Coke and Pepsi have always been fighting for share. In fact, Pepsi, remember, they originally bought KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, and that became Yum Foods. But they bought it so that they had places that would be serving Pepsi instead of Coke. So this sort of thing keeps going on. Coke is in more chains than Pepsi, but both of them are constantly fighting for that additional slice of market share.
I when I go to various restaurants and I just ask, are you Coke or Pepsi? Who are you? what other brands are paired with which chains? I mean, this has been very real for a long time.
Sure. Burger King, Wendy's, Domino's, Subway are all Coke operations. Taco Bell, KFC, Arby's, Papa John's, Buffalo Wild Wings, which weren't bought by Pepsi at one time, they're Pepsi places.
And people have gotten mad at me because I can't remember whether Coke is Dr. Pepper, Pepsi's Mr. Pibb. I can't, you know.
Well, and sometimes they have Dr. Pepper diet, but they don't have regular and vice versa.
Right. And that so really I've had waitresses say, well, why don't you know that? Well, I don't remember who's who. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us, Professor.
Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.